And how about tomatoes?
Tomatoes, yes. We put up the tomatoes and the fruit for winter, you see.
Did you ever have a small tomato about this size?
Yes.
What were they called?
Well, they were little, I don't remember just what they were called.
Does the term tomato?
No, tomato is just the way some people call tomato.
Oh, it's not a special kind. Mm-hmm. Does a salad tomato or cherry tomato, would that be a small?
You mean salads made with tomatoes in it?
I believe that you thought of another term for tomato. And I wondered if tomato or salad cherry tomato or something like that.
Cherry tomato, and I've heard them called cherry tomato. Mm-hmm. They're tiny little things. Mm-hmm. I have heard them called cherry tomato.
But not when you were a girl?
No.
I see.
No, they were just tomatoes, all of them were just tomatoes.
And how would you, when you want to get beans out of the pods by hand, what would you call that process?
Beans, you strain the beans. You clip off the top and pull it down, and the strain comes off, and then you pull off the end of it and pull it back up, and that's called stringing beans. Then you break them up. Mm-hmm. And then if they get, now that's when you, before the beans start, before the regular beans start making, and that's where I like them, when I like them best. But some people like them after they are long and have matured more, and you shell them. Mm-hmm.
And do you consider lima beans to be butter beans?
Yeah, lima beans and butter beans are the same.
Uh-huh.
And they have several different varieties.
I think you mentioned lima beans, right?
Yes.
You remember those all the way back?
Oh, yes, we called them butter beans.
Mm-hmm. And cabbages you had?
Oh, yes, we had cabbage and then made kraut. We made homemade kraut. My mother made it as when I was a girl, and I made it after I married.
How much cabbage would you put into, say, one? I mean, cabbage
it takes
big,
a lot of cabbage to make kraut. You cut it up real fine.
Mm-hmm.
Then you put some salt on it, and then you press it down. Then you put more cabbage, more salt. And then you wait all of that down. And the salt, the water will rise up, and you let that ferment. And then, if you want to, you can your kraut. But you usually make it in a jar.
I see. It's just ordinary salt.
Yes.
It brings out the juices, I suppose. Would you describe corn, different parts of the corn stalk?
Well, of course, first grows the leaf, and then the stalk. And then the leaves, which later are called shucks. I mean, shock. No, you shock the corn. Anyway, the ears and the cover of the corn is called shuck. You shuck the corn.
And what did you call that fine stuff at the end?
Oh, that's the corn silk.
Silk.